You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
What is up, everybody? All right, thank you for tuning in to Packernet Podcast. Ryan is taking some vacation time, asked me to fill in for him. So here I am, and I apologize to his loyal listeners who tune in every week or every day. Like, he does a lot of podcasts. So you're used to listening to someone so smart. He breaks down things. He writes notes. He makes notes, people. You know, because you listen. I don't really do notes a lot. I do some screenshots on my phone sometimes. I guess you could say it's notes. But my name is Matt Ramage, filling in for Ryan. I'm the host of the Matt Ramage Show. I have my own little podcast. I do live shows on YouTube. I do some things. So if you want to follow me, that'd be all right. It's the Matt Ramage Show, or just find me on YouTube at Matt Ramage. But that's not why I'm here today, people, to try to get you to go to my thing. I'm just trying to fill a void, all right, for the great podcast that is the Packernet Podcast. I know, like, my boss is going to be very happy, because he loves Ryan, and he doesn't listen to my show, but he listens to Mr. Pack Daddy. Doesn't like it when you call him Daddy. I learned that. I had him on my show a couple times. Doesn't like to be called Daddy, so don't do that. All right, people? But we're going to talk about some stuff today. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I got a few rants I want to talk about. I'm over here drinking some Spotted Cow. I'm having a good time, all right? I want to talk about Davante Adams. Davante Adams wants the Billy Gates money. He wants the Billy Gates money. That's what I've been saying on my show, is because, like, he wants all the money. And I don't blame him, but I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into Randall Cobb is back. Training camp, I'm going to be out there next week. It's going to be a blast, dude. Nothing like training camp. Training camp is probably one. I think it might be more fun than the actual games. I love going down to training camp, so I'm going to go down there next week. I got some time off myself, and it's going to be a blast. But bear with me, people. The people who are loyal listeners to Ryan, I know you're used to listening to someone really smart. I'm not as smart as Ryan, but I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it my best shot, and hopefully you don't think I suck. You know what I mean? But we're going to have a good time, people. All right. So first of all, I want to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to break down everything that he said. I know Ryan did that. He did it so perfectly and so good. I'm going to talk about the fact that the hate Aaron Rodgers gets a lot of the time. Aaron Rodgers gets, like, a lot of hate, like, just in general, like, non-Packer fans. But, like, with this whole thing, like, the Packer fans were divided. They were, like, I tried to fight it for, like, a long time, where I was arguing with people, like, no, they're not. Packer fans are not divided. Like, everyone, you know, loves Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is, like, you know, he is what he is in Green Bay. But then I started, you know, I post a lot of content over the internet, like Facebook and all these places, and I started to see, like, Aaron Rodgers, like, this whole thing, it was divided. Like, early on, I was in denial. So much divided, where people were, like, hating on him. But, like, my thing is, like, early on, everyone was saying he won't talk. He's a diva. He loves the attention and all this. Like, I just got in an argument with someone on the internet about this, about Giannis. Like, there's this meme going around about Giannis is king of Wisconsin sports, which I'm not even going to argue that, because, like, Giannis is Giannis. Like, dude, they just won a championship. The Bucks won a champ. Wisconsin fans are all happy. Good for them. I love it. I'm a Bucks fan myself. But then they were saying, like, you know, the meme was Aaron Rodgers is in the corner saying, I want attention, feed me attention. Like, if Aaron Rodgers wanted attention through this whole thing, he would have went to the Bucks games. He would have went to the finals. He could have went to the finals in Milwaukee. He would have got all the attention. He would have taken away from the Bucks. Everything would have, I wouldn't say everything, because people were all about the Bucks, but, like, the cameras would have been on Rodgers. People would have been trying to talk to Rodgers. Like, he could have got that attention there. He could have went on the Pat McAfee show. He could have been going on tour, like, just talking about it, like, how everything he said at that press conference, but he didn't. He kept quiet. He just, because he didn't want it to be known. He didn't want everything to, like, he didn't want the fans to know. He wasn't trying. Dude, Aaron Rodgers loves Green Bay. He loves the Packer fans. Anybody who thinks that Aaron Rodgers is not anything but, like, loyal to Green Bay, like, he just thinks some things should be different. And I agree with him. Like, I was talking to one of my supervisors at work today about it. And about, like, how can you have a quarterback, an elite quarterback? But I think this goes for all quarterbacks across the NFL. I think that you should talk to him and say, like in training camp, and talk to him and say, what do you think about these receivers? Like, not Devonta Adams and not like the top guys, but like the guys that are like, you know, wishy-washy, like Jay Kumerow type of guy. And say, like, what are you thinking? Like, who do you like? Who do you not like? And like, that doesn't mean that he has to make those decisions for you, but like, take the input. And like, you would think that you would want one of the guys that your quarterback loves. So like, to me, like, I think it's just bad management. I'm not drilling on the Packers front office, because I actually like the Packers front office. I think, look what they've done. You know what I mean? Like, the Packers are not a struggling franchise. They are doing quite well. So like, they know what they're doing. But like, if anything, bring Aaron Rodgers in and say, hey, we know, we saw the press conference. We saw that you said Jay Kumerow was balling, and you know, all the things that Aaron Rodgers said, he praised Jay Kumerow. So they should say, but this is why we think we need to go another way. The same thing with the veterans that they cut. Like, Aaron Rodgers rambled off. He said like every player, and like, they could come in and say, hey, we're not going to bring Charles Woodson back or Clay Matthews or all these guys that he mentioned, and say, this is why, because we think this, and then let him have his input in on it. And then, like, make him understand, like, this is what we're going to do, and this is why we're going to do it. Like, I don't understand, because I think every boss should do that. Like, I obviously, like, it's different, like, with different jobs. But, like, I think, like, even, like, with my job, I think my boss coming to, like, the people who, like the people who have been there forever and say, like, you know, how can we make it better? Like, what can we do? Like, I think you should listen to your employees is what I'm saying. And the same thing goes for a football team or any type of sports. Like, you should listen, especially the top guy. Aaron Rodgers, like, is your quarterback. The quarterback is going to be the leader of your team. Have some say on, like, some offensive players. Like, get his intake on, what do you think about this guy? Running backs. Like, what do you think? What did you see in training camp that maybe we missed? Or, like, not even that they missed. Because that's the thing, like with Goot, I think that he's thinking, like, it's like disrespect. Like, he's saying, he's thinking maybe I'm not saying for sure. I don't know what he's thinking, but like, Aaron Rodgers is saying that he could do his job better. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is saying that at all. Aaron Rodgers is not a GM. Aaron Rodgers is not a scout, but like, he's on the field with these guys. He knows like what's happening. So like, ask him, like, what do you think? Do you trust this guy? Like, a guy like MVS when he was coming up, do you trust him? Because you've heard like Aaron Rodgers talk about MVS, and like, you know, he was saying good things about him. And a lot of fans were down on MVS, saying MVS is trash, he's this and that. But Aaron Rodgers is like, you know, I trust him, and that's why he's still there. I that's what I always thought. But maybe they're not listening. Maybe they just thought the same thing that Rodgers was thinking. But, yeah, the whole thing, I don't know. Like, I'm over it. I'm glad it's done. I'm glad it's over. But, like, they need to get better, because if this is going to be the same thing, like, when Rodgers is gone, because – you know, he talked about retirement. Like, I'm not going to get too far into, like, next season, because I don't care about 2022. Like, everyone's talking about, like, oh, this is the last year of Aaron Rodgers now. I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, the whole thing, like, what people complaining, like, this could be Aaron Rodgers' last year. Well, yeah, everyone said that, like, last year before any of this happened. Most people were like, you know, they're going to trade Aaron Rodgers after 2021. Like, that was like what I thought of, a pretty common theme on podcasters and bloggers and people who are talking about the Packers, is that the Packers were going to trade him. But now that it's kind of like all this that happened, that people are like, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to want out or possibly retire. And then they're like, oh, this is our last year. I was like, yeah, that was just common knowledge. That's why we don't get about this deal that Rodgers made with the Packers. Because like, the thing is, too, like, everyone, like, I was just talking to someone on Facebook, or I wasn't talking, they were just trolling me, but they're like, oh, it's all about money with him. Like, no, he could have been the highest paid quarterback in the league. He chose not to. Everyone talks about Tom Brady giving money away. Everyone talks about all these quarterbacks taking pay cuts so that they can get players. I think the reason Aaron Rodgers never did that, because he didn't trust that they would bring in players. They would bring in playmakers. So why am I going to give you my money And I don't know. I don't trust what you're going to do with it. And I think that's why he didn't. But he did. He did this season. So everyone can stop saying that, because he did. He could have been the highest paid quarterback. I know there's probably other reasons for it. Maybe he does want out next year. Who knows? Maybe he plans to retire, and it doesn't matter. He'd give the money back anyways. But because Aaron Rodgers mentioned retirement for the very first time that I've ever heard. I think it's the first time he's ever mentioned it. He said that he considered it. I don't know the exact words he said. But he mentioned retirement, like that crossed his mind during this offseason, during this whole ordeal. And so, like, who knows? Maybe he's thinking, maybe Rodgers is thinking, this is the season we're going to go all out. We're going to, you've seen him and Devontae, the Last Dance post. I'm sure Ryan covered this to death. But the thing with the Last Dance posts for me is that people took it out of context. I don't think he was comparing himself to Michael Jordan. I don't think he was, Devonta Adams was saying he's Scottie Pippen. Like, everyone's like, well, they won six championships or whatever it is. And like, dude, that's not what they were saying. They were saying, let's have one last go. No one knows what's going to happen with Devonta Adams. I got some opinions on that. We'll talk about a little bit. But like, no, I don't think that's what they're saying at all. They're saying the Last Dance, that's, you know why they named it that? It wasn't because they invented the saying. Last Dance means like the last dance of the night when you're at like a school dance. It's the last dance or at a club or whatever. I've never been to clubs. I'm not a club going person, people, but the Last Dance isn't like a new phrase. So I get that they use the Bulls pitcher, so that's what everyone's pointing at. But I think they were saying like, this is probably the last go round for us. And I think that makes it so much easier to believe that this team could very easily win a Super Bowl. This roster is stacked. They are hungry. With this offseason, you think Aaron Rodgers isn't going to go out there and throw 50 touchdowns? Like, dude, I would put money on that if I had money. I would put money that Rodgers is going to throw, like, dude, near 50 touchdowns this year, especially with an extra game that this season. Rodgers is going to come out swinging. Devontae Adams is playing for a contract, whether it's in Green Bay, whether it's elsewhere. If it's elsewhere, he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid so much money. Anyone who thinks he's not going to, that someone's not going to offer him the largest wide receiver contract is just crazy. Like, he can get it, and he deserves it. Like, everyone talking about, like, dude, like, Devontae Adams, like, what do you want more, a championship or money? It's money. Every single time, I'm going to say every single, not for every single person, but for me, like, dude, just think about this. Like, at your job, if they say, hey, if you took, like, 50 cents lower an hour or a dollar lower an hour, we could get a lot more help in here. We could push out more, whatever, you know, whatever you do for a living. Like, no, I'm not doing that. And I get it's different because they make millions, but still, he wants generational wealth. He wants, this is his shot. Devontae Adams, like, how many, this is that one huge contract he's going to get. He might get another one. It depends, because like a lot of wide receivers play for many years and they get other contracts. But this is that one big one. This is the biggest contract he's going to get in his career. He's not going to ever have a shot to be the largest, you know, the highest paid receiver in the league. I don't even think it's about being the highest paid receiver in the league. But he's like, I deserve to be, because I deserve the most money because I am the best wide receiver in the league. And everyone believes it. LaFleur said it. Everyone says it, that he's the best wide. I don't want to say everyone. It's arguable to a lot of people. But top two for sure. Like three if you're a little bit crazy. But like number one for like by most people that I've, you know, most people that I hear are Packer fans and LaFleur. But, you know, I mean, Devonta Adams deserves the money. I will never tell a player to take less money. I won't. I just won't do it, because I wouldn't. I wouldn't take less money. I wouldn't. And this is the year they can win that Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl this season. Like, they should have at least been to the Super Bowl last season. Like, that NFC Championship game last season, I was saying, like, at the time, it hurt more than a 2014 season. But I think that just because that's further removed. You know, like, it's way back when. But it hurt because the Packers, I felt like, were the better team. Tom Brady was not the better quarterback. And I like Tom Brady. They gave everyone, I know Packer fans hate him. I actually like Tom Brady. I liked him when he was in New England. Everyone talks about like, oh, he's different. He's different now. But I follow Tom Brady on social media. Tom Brady seems like a good guy. He just seems like, but he was not, he threw three interceptions. Everyone gives him credit for that whole Super Bowl and the whole NFC Championship game. Like, no one talks about how great that defense was. The Packers defense did their job. They turned the ball over three times. Packers could not. I don't want to get into that. Everyone talked about that. But anyways, they went over, got Randall Cobb. All right. Let me crack this beer. Let me take a swig of the old brewski. You know what I mean?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
They went and got Randall Cobb from the Texans. He's happy. Randall Cobb could not be more pleased to be back. Let's read some quotes here. Here we go. Let me find it. Randall Cobb says he broke down in tears heading to the airport yesterday, knowing he was coming back to Green Bay. He's emotional still at the podium. He can tell how powerful this moment is. That's a tweet by Peter Bukowski. So, like, you, Randall Cobb, like, you've seen, like, the press conference. I was going to clip it and show the press conference, but I think everyone watched it. You know, everyone's seen it, like, on social media, whatever it is. So, yeah, Randall Cobb could not be happier to be back in Green Bay. And the thing is, the whole thing with Randall Cobb, though, people are like, some people are upset with it. You know, like, oh, he's older. You know, he's not a playmaker anymore, this and that. And he's worth, I tell people saying, well, he's worth $10 million. No, he's not. He's not getting paid $10 million a year. The Houston Texans are paying him $3 million this season to play for the Green Bay Packers. I think he's making like $5.5 million. I'm not a numbers guy. I think I saw that somewhere. He's making like $5 million. Amari Rodgers was Randall Cobb's coach in college. He was, I think, a wide receiver coach. So Randall Cobb known Amari Rodgers since he was 12. Like, the fact that Randall Cobb can speed up the Amari Rodgers, like, you know, getting used to the pros, like, he could teach him things. He can be in a locker room after practice. They can be talking because they're friends. Amari Rodgers called Randall Cobb his big brother. Like, they're close. He's gonna speed up the process of all those rookie things. All those rookie things. Randall Cobb is not coming to Green Bay to be a star. He's coming to Green Bay to be a role player, a leader. You know, just think about it. Davante Adams, when he first came in the league, Randall Cobb, like, was like, I don't know if he was a veteran, but he was older. You know, he was there first. And now, obviously, Davante Adams is what he is. Randall Cobb's towards the end of his career, he was saved from the Houston Texans. There's a hilarious quote by Randall Cobb. I'm going to get to that. Here it is from Matt Schneidman. He says, Cobb says he first met Amari Rodgers when he was 12. He was a little kid running around Kentucky's locker room when Cobb was there, and T. Martin, Rodgers' dad, was UK's wide receiver coach. Now they're teammates in Green Bay. Like, dude, that's beautiful. That is like, it's perfect. It's like the best thing that could have happened for Amari Rodgers. And like a lot of people say, like, Amari Rodgers is a star. So, like, let's speed up the process just a little bit. I think that does. All right. So Ryan Wood on Twitter says, Cobb emphasizes mentor role with rookie Amari Rodgers. Even knowing his presence takes away snaps, I don't care how many snaps I get. I don't care how many catches, yards, or touchdowns I get. If you don't know that about me by now, I don't know what else to tell you. That's what he said. He's not, dude, Randall Cobb is not that guy. Randall Cobb is not a me guy. He's not like he just wants to be part of this team. He wants to help the team win however they ask him to do it. Like, I don't know if they're going to have him on special teams. I don't know, like, what they're going to do. I like, dude, there's so much things that they could do. Because, like, look at this offense. All right. This offense right now, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, MVS, Alan Lazard, Devin Funchess, Amari Rodgers, Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis. Like, I know, like, some of them might not be there. Like, I don't know about Funchess. Like, I don't know. He hasn't played. Like, he opted out. Like, I don't know how this training camp's going to go. Like, how many receivers are going to keep and all these things. But, like, dude, that offense is scary. The offense is scary. Like, that's the thing. Like, Randall Cobb doesn't have to be that. You know, he doesn't need to be on ESPN highlights every night. He's a role player. You know, he's probably going to come in and out. Maybe he's third out. Well, like, whatever it is that they choose. But, like, if they go with a big wide receiver set, like, they're set. Like, they're good. Like, who do you cover? Like, dude, I'm stoked about this Packers offense. I'm absolutely stoked about this Packers offense. Ryan Wood also tweeted, Randall Cobb on being back with contending team like the Packers. I can breathe again. I've seen the other side, and I'm excited to be here. One of my teammates said, you look like you just got out of prison. I'm very excited to be here. That's a little dig against the Texans. But he did, like, after that say, no disrespect to the Texans. I wonder if I have that quote here. But no, I don't think I have it. But he said, he said, Houston is a startup compared to Green Bay, Fortune 500. So, like, that is, like, the opposite of what Aaron Rodgers said, because Aaron Rodgers made a quote about, he said, Green Bay isn't a vacation destination for a lot of people. Dude, and a lot of people got mad. Like, I'm from Green Bay. I'm born and raised in Green Bay. I didn't take offense to that. And I love Green Bay. When people crap on Green Bay, I'm going to say something about it. I didn't take it because think about these kids coming out of college, or, like, not coming out of college, because when you're drafted, you don't get a choice. But, like, the free agents, how old are free agents generally that get picked up? 25 to 30, you know what I mean? Usually around 25, because when they're 30, I mean, sometimes it's still a thing. But, like, Charles Woodson didn't want to come to Green Bay. He was older at that time. But a lot of these guys, they want big cities. They want clubs. They want they don't want Green Bay. A lot of Freightians don't want Green Bay. So, like, what Rodgers was saying is true. I love Green Bay. I think it's a great place to live. I think it's a great place to be. But, like, I get what Rodgers wasn't throwing shade at Green Bay, which a select few, like, thought he was. Like, he wasn't. People love Green Bay. Like Randall Cobb said, he was saying a little different because he was talking about, like, just the franchise as a whole. Like, you know, Green Bay, the Packers are like a Fortune 500 company. The Houston Texans are like, what are they doing over there? Like, he talked about too, like, oh, they're up and coming and they're doing the right things. You know, he's a classy guy. He's not going to just drill on him, but he's happy to be here. Randall Cobb is happy to be here. And, but I understand what Aaron Rodgers was saying when he said that, people aren't lining up. They're coming to play with Aaron Rodgers and that team. That's the part of the quote. A lot of all these, like, ESPNs and stuff, all they said, the only part of the quote they said, people are coming here to play with me. And he said, and this team to win a championship. But they only quoted, people are coming here to play with me. Because, I don't know, sometimes the media, sometimes the media, they want that little bit of negative spin. Even when they're not going with the negative spin, they just kind of, like, just try to shorten up just a little bit that maybe it could be portrayed as negative. I don't like that. I don't like that because I get what he's saying. It's true. How come when Tom Brady does it, with New England Patriots, Randy Moss, all these guys that went to New England to play with Tom Brady, he knew it. He said it, I'm sure. I don't know every quote Tom Brady said, but he was recruiting. That's all Aaron Rodgers wants to do. He wants to recruit guys. That's what he's saying. Tom Brady did it all those years. That's why they won all those rings. It wasn't just Tom Brady. Tom Brady is great, but you can't throw the ball to yourself. Like, that's what Aaron Rodgers is watching. He's looking over there like, yo, I could do that. I can, like, get me some help. And then the whole thing, like, with the help thing, I think people take that way out of whack because I think Rodgers mostly had decent receivers coming up. Like, he had, you know, Devontae Adams, best in the league right now. He had Greg Jennings joining us back then. But back then, they didn't have a defense. I think right now they have it all, dude. I'm telling you, I'm gonna put money on the Packers winning the Super Bowl. Winning the Super Bowl. Dude, some of these comments I get, I want to read this comment to you that I got on Facebook. Someone asked me if Randall Cobb was going to make the team. They said, do you think Randall Cobb will make the team? Like, what's happening with people on social media? Like, you think they traded for Randall Cobb? It was only a 6th-round pick. But, do you think they did all this and then they're going to cut him? Like, no, there's so much at Randall Cobb. But I responded, I said, I think there's no chance he doesn't make the team. He's here to fill a role, not be the star. He will be a rotational guy, a good leader for the young guys. Like, that's what I would say. Like, dude, it's beyond, like messed up. But, like, beyond the offense, because we covered the offense, all right? I think the offense would be great. I think Bobby Tonyan, like, I said earlier this offseason that Bob, I asked a question on social media. I said, I forgot how he said it exactly, but I said it wrong. I said, like, I was saying, can Tonyan be talked about with the Kittles, with the Kelsey's? Like, I didn't mean, like, is he going to be as good as them or better or whatever. I was saying is, like, if he gets the passes thrown, because last year he did his thing. What was it, 10, 11 touchdowns he got? I was yelling about Tonyan last year, the whole season, from preseason throughout the season on my shows. I did post-game shows. I do pre-game shows on my YouTube. I was yelling about Tonyan before he even caught a touchdown. I just like Tonyan. He follows me on Instagram, so that helps. But I've always liked him. Like he was in the Lions. I don't know. Certain guys that he's clinging to. And it's not because I'm smart. It's not because, like, I didn't know he was going to get all those touchdowns. I just like the kid. I think he's going to do big things, and he ended up doing it. So, but my point is, if he gets those touches, like, if he gets a pass from, which is going to be hard because they have a lot of weapons on this team. I think they have to get really creative to get everyone involved to get this thing going and, like, really make this offense special. Because, like, with the running game, you got Aaron Jones, a special running back, and special things. You got A.J. Dillon, who showed, like, what he can do last season. Like, he can just run people over. I think that's a really, you know, Jamal Williams is gone. Oh, A.J. Dillon's going to get a lot of touches. So I think this offense is going to be special. I forgot where I was going with that. I didn't. Let me get a sip of beer here, people. I'm getting a little thirsty, you know what I mean? But with this defense, everything that I said last season with Robert Tonyan, which I do, oh, yeah, that's where I was going with that. Will he be like a top five, top 10 tight end? If he gets the touches, if he gets the passes thrown to him, I think he will. I think he has the ability to be that tight end. I'm not sure that this offense is built around that because, there's, like I was saying, there's so many weapons, but if he gets more targets, which he will, I think he'll get more targets because he's earned more targets. This offense is going to be so damn good. It's going to be so good. I'm excited for it. I'm here for it, people. I'm here for this offense. But the defense, let's talk about the defense just a little bit here. Rashawn Gary. I'm saying he's going to have 10-plus sacks this season. Rashawn Gary is going to have a monster year. And all those people who called him a bust because he wasn't playing much his first year. Last year, he got some more shots. I don't get the whole calling people a bust, like, just because they're not playing a ton. Like, Jordan Love, everyone calls him a bust. Well, he wasn't even the backup last year. Like, that wasn't the plan. It wasn't the plan for him to be the backup last year. The plan was for him to watch and to just chill. Like, yo, you don't got nothing to worry about. Just watch the GOAT and learn some stuff. And that's what he did. I don't know what Jordan Love is. I'm not going to say that he's not a bust. I don't even think you can compare him to a bust because nobody knows. Nobody knows at home. Podcasters like me, we don't know. I'm not at practice. I'm not credentialed. And even if the people who are, like, they don't know either. Like, the coaches probably don't even know a whole lot. They're going to learn a lot. I think they've learned a lot through this mini camps and now training camp. They're going to learn a lot of what he is. Preseason, obviously going to learn some stuff. And if he gets a shot to jump in a game at some point, if there's a blowout, they're going to learn some more. Because, like, regular season is, like, where you know. Like, when Aaron Rodgers went in against the Cowboys and did his thing, That's when I think probably the front office started to realize, okay, Aaron Rodgers is a real deal. They probably knew in practice a little bit because he was there for 3 years. Like, they knew what they had with him. I think Brett Favre mentioned it. He knew what Aaron Rodgers was. It wasn't a surprise to Favre. I think that's why Favre was so a little bit butthurt about it, because he knew what Aaron Rodgers was. But I don't even know where I was going with that. See, sometimes on my podcast, I do the same thing. Like, I just talk. I just be rambling, and I forget where I was going with it. Let's talk about the defense, though, people. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary is going to have a huge year. All right, he's going to have a huge year. Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary, and Preston Smith, those three rushing a quarterback, I think it's going to be fun to watch. I think it's really going to – you got Kenny Clark going up the middle. Dude, like, this defense could be special. That secondary, you got Stokes, the young rookie over there. I know a lot of people are down on Kevin King. I think Kevin King gets a bad rap. I'm not saying he's great. I'm not saying he's all, you know, and he's all pro and he's all great. But, like, he's not a horrible corner. He was in a bad spot. He had a bad game. He had some bad things happen. He's not perfect. I'm not comparing him to Richard Sherman in his prime. But he's not horrible. I've been saying stoked for Stokes. You know, that should be assured if it's not. But let this kid get some time. He's going to get rotation in. Maybe, obviously, at some point, that the plan is that he takes over for Kevin King. You got Jair on the other side who's just shutting dudes down. But when you got a guy, you got one guy who can shut dudes down and the other guy, not so much, they're going to go at the other guy. So, like, the other guy, he's got a lot of pressure because they're coming at you a lot. You got a lot of balls coming at you. It's tough when you got that kind of pressure. Like, hopefully Stokes, you know, he comes up in the whole secondary. You know, you got Amos, you got Savage. I'm pumped about this defense. You got a new defensive coordinator. Like, we'll see what he can do. Like, I don't know a ton about him. Like, there's a lot. I'm sure Ryan broke that down, like, what this new defensive coordinator is. I'm not that type of podcaster where, like, I know a lot of things. I'm just a fan. But, yeah, I'm pumped about this defense. I'm pumped about this offense. I think I really think that this team, I think everyone on this team knows, with all those restructured contracts, all that money pushed off to 2022, everyone knows what it is. Next year, there's going to be some cap casualties. They got some contracts coming up. Obviously, Davante Adams, if he gets that money from Green Bay, I honestly don't think it's going to come from Green Bay. I don't know how that happens. Maybe Aaron Rodgers retires. That's a big cap relief. Like, I'm not a cap guy at all. I don't know, but I know that they're screwed on cap. So, like, this is the year. But I think we shouldn't worry about next season. We shouldn't worry about next season at all. Enjoy this season. Like, this is the year. Enjoy this year, because, like, this season could be extremely special. Extremely. Dude, Aaron Rodgers is going to be just, there's going to be a fire under him that he's never had. I think Davante Adams, because he's a free agent, like I mentioned. Even like guys like Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith. People talking about Za'Darius Smith's contract. He's not happy with it. Za'Darius Smith is not happy with his contract because he wants to be a Packer for life. He's mentioned that many times. I want to be a Packer for life. He loves it here. That's everyone, like, you know, like, with Rodgers' statements about Green Bay isn't a vacation destination. A lot of people love it here. A lot of players, after they retire, they stay in Green Bay. There's a lot of guys who stuck around Green Bay that weren't born in Green Bay. Like, they came here, like, this is a great place to be, and they stay here. Charles Woodson said, like, he doesn't live in Green Bay, but he didn't want to come to Green Bay, but when he got here, he loved it. Green Bay is a good place to be, you know. But yeah, I'm stoked about this, people. I am stoked for this season. I think I'm gonna cut. I'm gonna keep this short and sweet. Big thanks to Ryan for having me be the guest host. I hope I didn't suck. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. And if you did, you know, find me at the Matt Ramage Show, my podcast, and all the places people listen to podcasts. You can also subscribe on YouTube. I do a live show. And a big shout out to Ryan and the Packernet Podcast. Great podcast. I actually don't listen to a ton of podcasts because, you know, driving home from work, I listen to it. Ryan is so good at podcasting. He really is. Like, I was listening to it today just because I was doing his show. I'm like, I want to check it out, see his style or whatever. And, like, I know because I've talked to him. He's been on mine. I was like, man, he's so good. I don't know if I want to fill in for him because I'm not sure I could fill those shoes. But Appreciate everyone who tuned in, who listened throughout it, who didn't just click it off as soon as they realized Ryan wasn't here. But go Pack, go. Big season coming. Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl coming. Go Pack, go, people. Let's get it.